Of the migrants stuck in Belarus, Syrians might be the most vulnerable. Belarus is accused of enticing migrants to come and then pushing them toward the European Union. Now, some of the Syrians who didn't make it say they are being forced to return to dangers in their home country. NPR's Ruth Sherlock spoke with them.
Omar Azahbi describes the journey he and other migrants had in a taxi they'd been forced into. He says everybody was panicked and pleading with the driver.
We begged him not to take us to the airport.
He and the other migrants were bundled into the cab by Belarusian soldiers at the border after they'd failed to cross into Poland. He says the soldiers told them they were being deported to Syria. Zabi says he and the others in that car are all wanted by the Syrian government. To go back could be a death sentence.
We were scared. At some point, all the guys were crying.
He says the driver dropped them at the airport, but didn't hand them to the authorities. They were able to run away and stay in Belarus. Others weren't so lucky. We spoke with two Syrians who say they were essentially forced onto a plane from Minsk to Damascus, one known flight that was supposedly for voluntary returns. Now back in Syria, they ask not to be named or have their voices on air. They fear that speaking about migration, a sensitive topic, could get them arrested. But in separate interviews, they described how Belarusian officials came to their hotel and confiscated all the Syrian migrants' passports. They say they were given 24 hours to book a flight to somewhere or get on the plane to Damascus. Few countries offer visa to Syrians, and even fewer do so quickly. The men said they were told otherwise they'd be arrested and deported anyway.
That would not surprise me at all.
Tanya Lokshina, the Europe and Central Asia Associate Director at Human Rights Watch, says this is in keeping with the group's findings in interviews with migrants from Iraq.
What's very important to understand here is that Belarusian authorities invited those people in, and now they're pushing them out. They want them to go back where they came from or, you know, go somewhere else. They're not taking into consideration what's awaiting those people there. They do not care about those people at all.
Lokshina says migrants are supposed to have the option of asking for asylum in Belarus.
They did not tell them, you can stay here. We also have an asylum system.
Neither the Belarusian Interior Ministry or Foreign Ministry replied to our request for comment. The UN's refugee agency says some police or military the migrants meet at the border may not know to tell migrants about the option for asylum. They urge migrants to get in touch with the UN agency's office in Minsk. But hearing about the forced deportations, many migrants, like Omar Azabi, the man who escaped from the taxi to the airport, are too scared to disclose themselves. Zabi says he's wanted in Syria for protesting against President Bashar al-Assad. His family lost their land and property to the war in Syria and then went to Lebanon. Now they're destitute.
I'm so sorry.
He says recently he and his relatives have struggled to even have enough food. He thought getting to Europe would help provide for them. Now his papers for Lebanon have expired and he can't go back there. He's trapped and penniless in Belarus, and he's unsure of how he'll see his family again. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News.